Colin Newman from 1981, actually, from his A to Z record, which just got reissued with a whole extra disc. Amazing album. Definitely up there with the first three Wire records, called A through Z, donated by Colin himself to WFMU for the marathon. It's I've Waited Ages. And we've waited till this point. We're at the end of the program. Thomas Stork, can you believe it? Those 3 hours were like a blink of an eye. It was incredible.
Oh my God, you're right.
Insane.
We got pretty far. We did pretty well.
It's like being on a roller coaster. We are we possibly near making that goal, do you think?
I think we're a little over 1,000 shy.
All right. Well, we've got two and a half minutes left.
Still a record-breaking afternoon.
I'm so thrilled. Let's thank some people, and we'll give away the Decenio Corbusier and the Colin Newman. And then we're going to give away the Sun Ra box set shortly after that to the grand prize winner. Everybody who pledged $75 to get the T-shirt is going to be in the running to win this amazing Sun Ra box set, which immediately went out of print. Only 500 were made. It came out on CD and LP after that, but this 7-inch box was insanely limited, and we've got one to give away. But let's thank some people and wrap it up, make way for Sportsy Talk.
Thanks to our own Irwin.
Thank you, Irwin, for all your help.
Mariko in Brooklyn.
Thank you, Mariko.
Mila in Brooklyn.
Hi, Mila.
Daniel in Andover, Massachusetts.
All right.
And thanks to Doug from San Francisco.
Very good. Thank you so much, everybody. We're going to give away, I guess, the Decenio Corbusier first. If you're ready, Thomas. I don't mean to scramble.
That's going to Doug in San Francisco.
All right. That's going to Doug. And secondly, we're going to give away this Colin Newman set, the double disc for A to Z.
Congratulations, Sam, in Minnetonka.
Excellent. All right. Well, we're winding up the program here, getting ready for Sportsy Talk. They're coming up in about 40 seconds. In the meantime, we've got a grand prize to draw from, and that is for the Sun Ra box set of all 10 singles, courtesy of Strut Records. And you got a winner for that one, Thomas?
We've got a winner. Sun Ra box set goes to Brian from Glendale.
Glendale, California?
That's right.
Brian in Glendale, California. Congratulations. Thank you, everybody. What a great time. And we had a great marathon show today. We didn't quite make the goal, but we did, I think, better than we've ever made. And I want to thank you, Thomas, for being an awesome co-host. Are you on again coming up?
I'm on with Joel St. Germain.
Oh, cool. And Joel's going to be my co-host next week. So looking forward. All right, everybody. Thanks to everybody in the phone room. Thanks to everybody helping out for the WFMU Marathon. My name's Brian, and we'll be back next Tuesday at 3 o'clock p.m. here on WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, 91.9 FM in Rockland County, and WFMU.org. Shower your love upon Sportsy Talk. Yay! They are coming up next.
Smell your own on your knees. We are the beautiful people here at WFMU.
Welcome, everybody, to... I have to sit right. Hello, everybody. Nice seeing you again. Welcome to Sportsy Talk on WFMU, here with our first marathon show of the marathon season. And that was our official Sportsy Talk theme song, done for us by listener Young Legs. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Young Legs.
We thank you every week. And before that, we heard a World Wrestling Federation Smackdown theme by Marilyn Manson, and we are putting a smackdown on our listeners today.
It's marathon week one, but we're patient zero.
Yeah, exactly. We are. So you were a catcher when you played baseball, were you not?
I'm a catcher in all sorts of ways. If you
exactly,
know
exactly. Jim the poet, catcher. Thank you so much.
It was
much.
Mostly like the ball would come in, and if you missed it, you could go to the backstop and pick it up while the guy
exactly.
was, you know, going around
right.
second, third, and stuff like that.
Right, and I played shortstop.
You did? That takes a lot of skill.
I was good. I was a good shortstop.
Iowa firecracker indeed.
Exactly. But today, we are pitching! Yay! Pitching.
Be gentle with me.
And out in the phone room, besides all our wonderful volunteers waiting to take your calls, we at 1-800-989-9368, we have Kelly Jones.
Hi, guys.
Queen of co-hosts.
I'm in my hot pink track suit with
you
matching
are.
Purple fluorescent trainers for
So hot.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yuck.
So, come on, dude. It's awesome. Come on. We're here today to talk some sportsy. And
there's much sportsy to be had.
There's a lot of sportsy to talk about.
We're
today.
Here to celebrate a year's worth of sportsy.
Yeah, and
we've been able to bring to you with your help.
With your help, we'll give you another year of sportsy if you can help us out and pledge at WFMU.org or 1-800-989-9368. We have prizes to give away. We have premiums. We have all kinds of things. The first prize that we're going to give away in a drawing to anybody who pledges, I think in the next 10 minutes or so, is the Stanley Kubrick Doctor Strangelove Blu-ray Special Edition DVD. Thank you to the Criterion Collection for that.
It's practically a documentary now.
It pretty much is, because, you know, Stanley Kubrick met Henry Kissinger and thought he was insane.
True.
And he modeled Dr. Strangelove after Henry Kissinger. And then Henry Kissinger became the United States Secretary of State.
So it's a biopic.
He just thought it was crazy, right? How could that happen? How could that happen? So
it happened.
It happened. And it's happening again. So you're going to want that DVD. And that's very fancy that we're giving that away, I think. So that's pretty good. And
what's our show giveaway?
Oh, our premium.
Can we talk about that? Is it still a secret?
No, it's not a secret anymore.
Is it still under wraps?
It's in the open.
It's not in beta form?
Anyone who gives $75 or more to this show, and you can afford that. Come on, you can do it. Gets our official Sportsy Talk condom. Maybe two or three. I'm not really sure how many.
I just want to stress new.
They're not used.
New.
The real ones.
It's not a DNA.
I don't know.
Gift.
I mean, you know, we could, for a pledge of $7,500, we would give you our DNA. That's okay. We can do it. I'm cool with that. You know.
What?
Whatever.
How would they get
whatever.
Your DNA?
Well, you know, Sluggo would put on the condom and we'd use
wow,
it.
Wow. What is happening?
You know, and then we'd
800-989-9368.
I'm
That's
okay with that. I will do anything to raise money for WFMU.
The
literally.
Beautiful people are in the phone room waiting to take your call.
They are. And
Kelly, who's in the phone room with you?
I have next to me on phone one, listener Greg.
Hey, listener Greg.
And Tiffany, who's been here all day.
Tiffany,
we love
are
you.
Also just blink if you're a hostage. Blink twice if you need to go home.
Call the cops.
What?
Sandwiched between them, we have
Dave.
It's a Dave sandwich in the phone room.
Tom from Glasgow.
He's
left the building.
He's not actually from Glasgow.
But he'll come back.
Oh,
yes, he is.
That's made up?
He's technically from Glasgow.
What do you mean?
That's like when you
what
say,
you
I'm from
about?
Boston, but I'm not really from Boston.
Oh, I'm from New York, but I'm from
right,
sort
you're from
of
Iowa
Nebraska.
And Portland.
No, I'm not from Iowa. I'm
and
from
Council Bluffs.
Shut up.
Sportsy Talk is the show for you. If you're a person who maybe doesn't even like sports, maybe.
Well, that's what we hear often from our listeners, is we're like, I actually don't like sports, but I like Sportsy Talk. And that really makes me feel good because, you know, most sports talk. Kelly, have you listened to Sports Talk Radio on other stations?
I do, sometimes.
Okay, then you know.
It's sort of experimental.
Well, it's hard to do because when you listen to them, it's like 20 minutes of commercials.
It's very savanty also because, you know, they get so in-depth.
You're
pretty in the weeds. It's inside baseball, as they say.
It's like listening to religion. You just, you know.
It's pretty bad.
You're not really
right?
sure what's going
what
on.
What is happening?
Your eyes.
So it's like 20 minutes of commercials, and then two old white guys come on and talk about stats.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just not very.
This isn't that.
This is an old white guy
and an old white woman.
Exactly. And we don't
it's
talk
very
about
different.
Stats. It's completely different. And the thing is, we have no commercials.
That's the best part of the whole show.
We do not have commercials. I did fill-ins for a public radio station once for a while, a couple of times, until I got fired.
Like a real.
Yeah, I got fired for making fun of the New York Times on the air. Shut up. And
WNYC.
And the thing is that they had promotional announcements, right? Which they called, which was not a commercial, but it was a commercial.
Right.
You had to do it at a particular time. They had a time when you had to read this particular promotional announcement and it was selling you something, right?
Right.
We have never done that on WFMU. We never will do that on WFMU.
Never.
So in order to keep that promise to you, you have to keep your promise to us and support us. with your money.
And you could do it just a little bit every month. It's a painless way.
Yep.
Swag for life. I do it. Well, in the middle of the night, they come like the tooth fair, and they take 10
take
or 15 bucks from you.
Out of your account, and you're like, and you say, what did I do? Well, how come
I'm broke? I gave the WFMU.
Jim the Poet.
That's definitely the angle we want to pitch,
I know. Jim the Poet.
No, I'm broke.
Jim the Poet and I are probably the two brokest DJs on WFMU, and I actually bounced a check to WFMU once.
Yes,
I wrote a check for $75 to WFMU during the marathon, and it bounced. And I said, I cannot live with the humiliation of having done that.
I couldn't even tell
you. I signed up for the monthly pledge amount.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Oh,
and I get it monthly. They come and they, you know, beat me over the head and take my $10 every month. And that's great. You know, I mean, it's painless. It's really painless.
Right.
It's $120 a year, which is much more than $75. But
it adds up. It's really good for us.
Bounce.
And it helps you.
It helps you, too. And
keep
it's easy.
Radio free
and
form
you get all kinds of
wacky
stuff.
And weird.
And how
exactly.
do they do
and
that?
And wonderful.
How do they
I don't know.
The
you
pledge.
Take care of that.
No,
I don't know.
That's a segue.
Right.
Cue,
oh, right.
You
oh,
dumbass.
800-989-9368.
800-989-9368. You can pledge online at WFMU.org.
Exactly. But let's talk about some sportsy, should we?
Yeah, what's happening in the world of sports?
I have like 12 of these cards to name people, but so you tell me when. You guys are in charge.
Oh, yes. Yeah, so
I'm your biatch.
Okay, we're giving away.
What'd you just do to the phone?
I just hit the phone. I don't
You're
know.
Right?
Yeah, it's fine. We're giving away the Stanley Kubrick DVD and the Dr. Strangelove DVD, and everybody that you're going to thank now is in the running.
Okay, here we go. Ready?
All right, go. Yes,
I'm
go.
Ready.
It's a Dead Sea Scroll. R. Joshua V. in Collingswood, New Jersey is giving a mouse of today's size.
Oh, whoa.
I don't even understand like all those things. Can you just say a sizable pledge or thank you so much for your generous pledge or something?
Gee whiz, take the wind out of my sails, why don't you? A generous pledge from R. Joshua V.
Thank you,
Collingswood.
Thank you so much.
John P. in West New York will be getting things like the reduced record fare admission and the Jersey tomato sticker.
Wait, is that John P., the people's call screener?
Oh, I don't know, maybe.
It might be.
Poppins.
Yes, it is. Thank you.
He's got the greatest last name. Thanks, John.
I know. The people's call screener.
And
call screener John's out there.
I have to say that's a great thing that happened to us this year is that we have a call
screener. He's really the biggest part of the show right now.
He was a listener.
Well, he's
right?
definitely the most talented.
He is.
He's very talented, very handsome.
He was a listener. He heard us on the air talking about how we needed a call screener. He emailed us and said, I'll come be your call screener. We said, yes. And I mean, it's just great.
I just want to point out, I think that is hands down the greatest thing about WFMU is
exactly.
that if you literally want to come here, you can
and be
come
part
here.
Of it. You can come here and be part of it. You can be a volunteer.
And then I say this every year, but if you simply hang around long enough, eventually somebody shoves a microphone in front of your face and bam,
exactly.
you're on the air.
Yeah, right. It's not that hard.
Also, Dan Yu from Portland, Oregon.
Thank you. Oregon. It's pronounced
Is that really
Oregon.
Pronounced that way?
It's pronounced Oregon.
But there's an O.
Yeah, it's pronounced Oregon.
I pronounce it Mexico.
We are going to have a death match fight after over how to pronounce
awesome.
It.
No, I live there.
He's getting your DJ premium.
Yay!
Dan's going to have condoms.
They need more condoms in Portland. Go ahead.
Estee, and I apologize, Estee. Like Estee? Like Estee Lauder?
Maybe. It might be Estee Lauder.
Estee in Verona?
Uh-huh.
Verona, New Jersey?
Verona, New Jersey.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you for your pledge.
Ms. Joe Firestone.
Yay!
Yay! Dr. Game Show. Thank you.
I've seen her on Vice TV also.
She, is
she makes
super
this
talented.
Tiny hamburger. Have you guys seen that?
No, I haven't seen that.
Yes.
It's like the most bizarre
the
thing. I don't even
food.
Know what's happening.
I know that itty bitty food. I know it's crazy.
She played Betsy DeVos on The Tonight Show, too.
Really?
She's
yes.
really funny. Yeah,
yeah
if you, you look
yeah,
for it online.
We love
it's
her.
The greatest thing.
Thank you.
Also, Stephen P. in Vermont, South Victoria, Australia.
Golly.
And Stephen P., I just want to point out, if you go just a touch higher, you too can be, what do you call it when you put something on an appendage? Flasked?
Flanked. Condomed?
Condomed? You can be condomed.
Condomed.
Emily.
Encased. Yes.
I like cased.
Encased.
Encased.
Uh-huh.
Emily N. in Brooklyn, New York.
Thank you, Emily N.
Thank you so much.
David D., in Leipzig, Germany.
Leipzig.
Leipzig.
Vielen Dank.
Vielen Dank.
What's that mean?
Es ist sehr gut.
What's that mean?
That means thank you very much.
Oh, I thought that
vielen
was...
Many thanks. Vielen Dank.
Ich trinke meine Milch fresh from der Kuh.
That's terrible.
Danke schön also.
Did he just say I'm having milk from the teat?
I drink my milk fresh from the cow.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
Why did you learn
I took 4 years
that?
Of German. I don't know why.
That's all you
learned
to say?
Trinke meine Milch fresh from der Kuh. It's my story and I'm sticking to
it. Why is it der Kuh? Shouldn't it be die Kuh?
It's at the end of the sentence. I don't know. There's like 500 words for the word the in German.
Yeah,
it's really complicated language.
It's super complicated. But we thank you so much.
Well, thanks, David, very much. And Greg/Grubbis R in Orange, New Jersey.
Okay.
I know I'm not supposed to say amounts, but it's a $9 pledge.
Yay!
Thank
nine
you.
Nine bucks.
Thank you.
Another very generous German, Sebastian.
Mr. Sebastian, do you know who he is secretly? His secret identity? I will out him now on the air. Sportsy Finger.
That's disgusting.
On Twitter.
Sportsy
Finger. If you go to @SportsyFinger, you can see all the pictures that Lister Sebastian makes of the Sportsy Talk foam finger pointing at different things.
Oh,
it's
he
really
made
genius.
The finger.
Yeah. No, we made the finger. The Sportsy Talk foam finger.
It's the little foam finger. It goes with the condom. It's a diptych.
It's a diptych.
It's a diptych.
It's a diptych trick. Tricky diptych. Yes.
You guys are so cerebral.
We are.
Yeah. I don't even know where I was. I thank somebody. Here's the next
somebody.
Person.
Sebastian.
Dan, this may be Danny D.
Yeah.
Goldbaum? That's Danny D, right?
I don't know.
Maybe.
Carney?
Maybe.
Hooray for the most trusted team. Hooray for Kelly Jones. Maybe A-Rod can call up and pledge with some of that Fox broadcasting money. But until that happens, Bronwyn and Jim need you to call in and support great radio. P.S. Thank you for the call screener shout out. Part of a larger pledge.
Thank you, Danny D.
Danny D's been call screening for goddamn Dave Hill, which I was on the Dave Hill show last night, and I have to correct the record. You know, I defamed.
You don't have to do that. That's another show. We're not doing that.
Check my Twitter.
This is a different show.
Okay. I apologize.
Totally
strike
different
that
show.
Strike that from the record.
Strike it. Go.
Another pledge from Sebastian in Berlin.
Thank you.
Says, loves you guys. You keep so many people, including himself, going for day after day, so thank you for that.
Thank you.
Wow.
That's
Sebastian,
frightening.
You're keeping
That's
us
just
going.
Plain frightening.
Tog v. Tog.
We have to go fast so we can
Roger
talk about sports.
Roger S. in Jersey City, New Jersey.
Thank you.
Brian C. in Montclair.
Yay.
Thank you. Yay.
Sean K., Jersey City.
Thank
$2
you,
$2 away from condom premium.
Come on, up it, up
Andrew,
it, up it. Get
Andrew
it up.
P.
Get it up to condom level.
I can't when you put that much pressure on me. I can't do it.
Level. I know. Go ahead.
Andrew P., New York. New York says so many great shows and DJs. Best radio station in the world.
That is true.
Straight up.
That's why we're making the money to support WFMU today.
Straight up.
Patricia O'Cone. Great. I just can't help reading the great
names.
No,
don't read the
Jersey
last
City.
It's wrong.
I have an in with the management.
Oh, come on.
Patricia from Jersey City. Very generous pledge.
Thank you so
and
much.
All these Jersey City people.
Yeah, we
Sue P. from Brooklyn, New York.
Yay! It's 800-989-9368. You can go online and pledge at WFMU.org.
I think we should give away the DVD, right?
Thinking.
So while you do that, we're gonna talk about sports. We're going to talk about something else that Jim the Poet wants to give away, which is his kidney. He has been trying to give away
There was a
kidney.
Guy I was going to give my kidney to because I saw a post on the Twitter.
Yeah. And
then he got another kidney.
Said, he got a kidney?
I think.
Oh.
They didn't.
Or he died.
I was like the.
Died.
I was like the designated kidney, and they had a pre kidney. They already had a kidney for the guy.
Wait,
you were the backup.
I was the backup kidney.
But this was a total stranger.
Yeah, I just was looking on the Twitter.
But why? What's your incentive?
I didn't understand.
I wanted to save the man's life.
Who cares? But here is somebody else you can save. Ed Cranepool.
He's a Mets.
He was the Met. He was the first baseman for the Mets during the Miracle Mets 69 season when they won the World Series. He's both his kidneys are failing. He needs a kidney now.
Terrible.
He needs a kidney this week. So why don't you, if you want to give your kidney to somebody instead of some random guy, why don't you give it to Ed Cranepool?
Well, he's like 70.
Well, yeah,
and he's
going
to give it back to me in like a year or two.
Your kidney is so diseased. You
need to be able to match with the person.
Yeah. I have a unique idea. Why don't you just keep your freaking kidney?
Well, they're going to take it from me eventually, you know.
They could take it out. We could give it away next week.
Will it slow the pace of your consumption or something
It's just
that?
I feel like I would lose weight that way. You know, it's like an easy way to lose a couple pounds.
You know what the best way is to lose weight? Get a tapeworm.
Oh, yeah, I could get one of those.
That's what they used to do that. They used to have pills.
I don't understand, though. How does the tapeworm keep growing?
Oh, eating, because there's so much food
eating,
in there.
It's eating all
it's
your,
just eating your food.
Yeah, but then
and
it's
and
digesting, and it should be getting really fat, and you should stay the same weight.
Oh.
Hmm.
Yeah, see?
I never thought of that.
Not as dumb as you think.
Hmm.
No, you are.
What?
Don't make me come in there.
800-989-9368. That's 800-989-9368. Go online, pledge at WFMU.org, mention our show, and you'll get a condom.
Do you think we have somebody on the air? I think we do.
Oh. Hello.
It's Bullpen Betty calling in, our favorite MLB.
I think Bullpen
Betty's
the best. With John and her, it's the those are the two best additions to the show this year.
Totally is. Do you have anything to say about Jim the Poet giving his kidney to Ed Cranepool?
Well, yeah, so I assume that would probably put a dent in your drinking.
No, it just make me extra drunk all the time.
Yeah, nothing could stop his drinking. He'd just drink twice as much through the
There'd
one
be
kidney.
A big hole that could just be filled with liquor.
Liquor?
It could just be like a bottle in there that would just fill up.
So, well, I mean, why don't you donate your kidney to WFMU and raise money?
That I mean, I don't know if that's legal, technically.
Who wants it?
I don't think you're supposed to barter them off.
Does somebody
you
want
should
it?
Be able to do what you want with your body.
You could put it on a jar, like on
that's,
a, you know.
That's feminism talking.
Can you?
No, that's not true. That's freedom talking. I agree with that.
Freedom!
So I could think of, besides...
What? I'm sorry.
What's, yeah,
yes.
Yes.
What? I don't want to interrupt your singing.
No, just keep
okay.
talking. Ignore
just keep
everything.
Talking.
Just keep talking.
Everything. It's fine.
Aside from raising money for WFMU, which is,
yes.
I really can't think of anything more important. I'm
Thank
also
you.
Wondering if we could raise money to help Clint Frazier from the Yankees get his hair cut.
Well, Clint Frazier's like some kind of redheaded stepchild of the Yankees.
Yeah.
Literally.
He's a minor leaguer coming up, and there's been like 16 articles I've read about should they make the guy cut his hair, because all the Yankees, you know, you have the little mustache.
I thought the Yankees had a strict code.
You know, you,
you're
like
correct.
Like Johnny Damon.
Yeah, you're correct.
Transfer.
My
transfer?
Point of view, you yeah. cut your hair or don't play for the Yankees.
Exactly.
If you want to look like an animal,
yeah, but,
come
okay.
play for my Boston
right.
Red Sox.
Right.
You can look
you know
like
what?
A
yeah,
savage.
Right.
The Red Sox are
wait,
savages.
Wait. Okay, so... Noah Syndergaard, pitcher for the Mets.
Yes.
Yeah.
Long, luxuriant, blonde
yep.
locks.
Beautiful yeah. hair.
Don't burp into the mic, you...
Jim.
You animal.
Don't blame me. Don't blame me, Kelly.
That wasn't me. Women don't burp like that.
Okay, so... Syndergaard.
Beautiful
just,
head of hair.
Beautiful hair. Yes. Just did a cameo on Game of Thrones.
Oh, he did?
He is going to be on Game of Thrones. He has
As
filmed
the blonde
a cameo.
Guy who gets killed in 5 seconds?
You know, somebody named Thor. You know, that's his nickname on the
no
team.
Lines.
Thor. I don't know, but he is
Are you making
in,
that up?
No, it's true. He's on Game of Thrones. He's going to be in this season. And I think, you know, if you are going to have long hair, you ought to be able to...
Work it.
You know, work it.
Be
yeah.
on Game of Thrones.
Right? So
that's fine. You can
none of
the
Yankees
Mets.
None of the Yankees are ever gonna be in Game
no.
of Thrones.
They will never be on Game of Thrones with their short haircut.
Exactly.
Now if Clint Frazier wants to be on Game of Thrones,
yes.
He can, you know,
go play for the Mets.
Yes, he
those
can go
losers,
play for the Mets.
Those loser Mets. He can
now,
go play for them.
Remember,
I have to say I don't want Noah Syndergaard to make me love the Mets. That would be wrong. But I mean, sometimes
it's
I feel that it is. I
well,
like
he,
him.
He's
very
got
much.
Kind
his
of like
hair
a.
Hair would make you love the Mets. Is that what you're saying?
Eye candy's powerful in sports.
He's a yeah. He's
I only
a,
watch
know,
football to
I've
look at their tushes.
I've always had a problem with long hair on
I
dudes,
do like tushes
for
in
like
football.
One or two guys in the history of ever. And
yeah.
Noah Syndergaard might be on the list. You know who the other guy is? He has nothing to do with sports. But
who?
Michael Hutchins.
Oh. Who's Michael Hutchins?
The lead singer who's no longer with us from NXS.
Oh, yeah, the guy who choked himself out?
Yeah.
Yeah, during
yeah,
the...
He was like, he's
the
only
we've all been there.
Have long hair.
That could be...
But, anyway,
but for the grace of God, that goes as we're, we all go that way.
Hey, did we ever give away the DVDs?
And we need to put up... We gave away the DVD, and
oh,
we have
did?
To put up a new prize.
Oh, we will put up a new prize.
So do you see the motion I'm giving?
Oh, is that,
no,
that, is
I,
that what that motion...
I didn't understand what
I thought
that meant.
Was an NXS choking thing. Yeah,
no,
okay,
that's,
no, good.
That's,
what you need, it's what you need.
Well, but, you know, I don't know why this guy loves his hair, maybe because he has so much of it, but let's keep in mind Eric Stoltz.
Yes.
Yes.
very good looking redheaded man.
True.
Who often has short hair. I think, you know, it can be done.
Yeah, he should cut his hair if he's going to play for the Yankees. It's true.
Yep.
I know, because they're party poopers.
We agree. Thank you, Bullpen Betty, for being on our show almost every week and for bringing us MLB news almost every week. And for
You're
contributing
welcome.
To Sportsy Talk. And
people should donate.
Yep, at 1-800-989-9368 or online at WFMU.org. We'll talk to you next week, I hope.
Hopefully. See you guys
All right.
later.
Okay,
Thanks,
bye.
Betty.
Bye-bye.
Bronwyn and Jim, we
yes.
pulled for the Stanley Kubrick Dr. Strangelove DVD.
Yes, and
yes.
who got it?
It went to Sean in Jersey City, New Jersey. Congratulations,
Congratulations, Sean.
In the gloomy palace, sad baby eyes.
It's our celebration song.
That's our celebration. That's our celebration song for Sean. You won a DVD. It's a Blu-ray. Do you have a Blu-ray DVD player? Does anybody?
I do.
Oh, good. All right. Well, you can go over to Sean's house.
Boys
or you can go over
do,
to your house.
Boys
oh, all right. It's
that.
A boys thing?
They have techie stuff like
they
that.
They have that?
Yeah.
I know what boys like.
You
I
know
do.
What guys want.
He's a catcher and a bottom.
I know he is.
I like bottoms.
All the way.
Put yes. another prize up, sister.
Guess what we're going to put up?
Because I got a couple
we're
people.
We're going to put up this song. We play this song almost every week. Our listeners love this song.
Do they?
Do they?
Yes.
Do they?
Do they? Don't they? I love it.
It's Guided by Voices.
Yeah, and I went out and bought a brand new Guided by Voices Please Be Honest CD just so we could give it away to
oh
someone
God,
who listens
you.
To this song every week on our show.
Now that's sacrifice.
I did.
In addition to not being paid, you're spending money.
Spending
to
money,
money.
Giving
because
kidneys
I,
away.
Because I love WFMU and I love doing Sportsy Talk and I love our listeners and I love Jim the Poet in a kind of a, you know, odd way.
In the way that you might like a tapeworm that was inside your body.
I was hoping you'd get thinner.
In an unconditional perverse way.
Yeah, thank you. Unconditionally perverse. I think that describes it pretty well. Yep.
And I love you if you call 800-989-9368. That's 800-989-9368.
Mm-hmm.
There's two phones, but there's another phone. They're waiting to
phone.
They're waiting
when
to pick it up.
Very hot
They'll
Tiffany
talk to
is
you.
Waiting for the call.
Tiffany is waiting for a call.
Let's
she also
let's not pimp out Tiffany just because
yes,
she's
let's.
In the phone.
She also,
I'm in control of who I pimp. Tiffany, can
right.
I pimp you?
Oh no, Tiffany, don't do it.
I'm getting a passive yes.
What's happening?
Passive
peer pressure.
Oh, God. I don't think that's
go to WFMU.org and pledge
yep.
now.
They won't come down here, Tiff. Trust me. They'll have to get through me to get to you, and as we all can see, I'm no waif.
You're substantial.
Between Jim and I, you're going down.
What's going on with this
yeah, that's what I was trying to point
Jim
out.
Jim will smack
you
with
me.
his kidney.
That's why there was like 16 lines blinking.
Yeah, but they all hung up. It was fine.
No, there
thank
were,
a
that was
people.
All because,
Everything's fine.
There's people to thank.
There's people to thank. These people are in the running for this really awesome
hey,
song.
Hey, did we
CD.
Say that anybody who pledges $75 or more to this show is going to be in the running for our grand prize?
What's
did
a grand
we say
prize?
That?
No, pitch that.
Okay, you're going to have to, like, pull out all those proper things, 75 or more.
Jim, she
the
said
grand
pull
prize.
Out.
Pull
yeah,
out.
Yeah, pull out.
That's what they always tell me.
I know. That's sad.
That's so disgusting.
Our grand prize
pull
for
it.
This show, for this show only.
Kelly, pull it.
And it's going
to
be
anytime
anybody who pledges
it.
$75 or more before 7 p.m. is going to be.
Eastern.
Yes. The Baseball Scorekeeper book from Chronicle Books.
It's a wonderful book.
It's a beautiful...
A terrific
it's
gift.
It's a beautiful
you can give
hardcover...
To somebody.
It's a beautiful hardcover book of like, if you keep score in your baseball game, it's...
I'm always keeping score.
You can keep those, you can
you know
keep those forever, right?
It's
and
a wonderful
it comes with, it's packaged with our Sportsy Talk radio score book so that somebody will finally understand the conceptual genius... Of the radio scorebook.
It is a wonderful scorebook.
It is.
It helps
They're both
you.
Scorebooks. So you get two scorebooks. So you can score two different ways.
While you're listening to WFMU.
While you're listening to WFMU. While you're watching
score
a baseball
a show.
Game. Anything. Yep. So that is going to be the grand prize at the end of this shift. But in the meantime, we're taking pledges for a drawing for the Guided by Voices Please Be Honest CD. With this wonderful
sad baby eyes.
Sad baby eyes.
You need to stop playing or people are going to stop calling.
No, I'm just going to put,
800-989-9368. That's 800-989-9368. Call now.
Yep. Do you think we need to...
Beautiful people are waiting for your call.
We can talk about the World Baseball Classic as long as we're talking about
Do
baseball.
Do we care about the World Baseball Classic?
Nobody cares about the World Baseball Classic. This is a thing where Major League Baseball decided that if they had something that was sort of like the World Cup, every 4 years they had the World Baseball Classic, and every team from every country came, and it would be a big deal. And so they started doing this like 4 years ago, I think, maybe was the first one.
It was like they do it in the United States.
This year they're doing it every different countries, right?
They're ending up in the U.S. in Miami,
The finals are in the U.S., but they play in different countries. So this Monday, it kicked off on Monday at 4:30 in the morning. Israel played South Korea.
Well, there's a match I'd like
to
see.
Yes, right? At 4:30 in the morning.
That's like when six-year-olds play soccer. Everyone's just running after the ball.
Yeah, they don't know, right? It's on the MLB network,
which no one gets anyway.
You are the only person in the United States who even gets that channel. 4:30 in the morning
extra?
On the MLB.
I have no idea.
He doesn't
know.
Ben
takes care of the bills.
His significant roommate takes
care
of all
the
bills. He has no idea. He has no idea. Yeah, no idea. So who won? Who cares?
No, they're playing in a couple of... The problem is that they play before the season begins, and then all the pitchers, like, rag out their arms because they're playing, like, real tense baseball games for their countries.
Yeah.
So all these Dominican guys, all these guys from Puerto Rico, Mexico... Like, they rag out their arms, or they, like, hurt themselves running the bases, and then they're injured the whole year, and their team can't play professionally. Injuring our players.
So a lot of American pitchers have declined.
Well, they know we're going to lose.
They're not going to go in.
This is like that alternate football league that...
XFL?
XFL.
The lingerie league.
They didn't have a coin toss. They just had the ball and people came
and killed each other.
Yeah, they'd throw the ball and like two of the running backs would just make a mad dash. And then those two would be out of the game because they'd blow out their knees.
Just be on a gurney.
Just trying to get the ball.
Be in the back of an ambulance.
You want to talk about football? We can talk about football.
I don't care what we talk about.
Yeah, she doesn't care.
Yeah, okay. The combine happened.
Very exciting combine.
That's a thing where
guys are jumping.
They take college players and the NFL scouts come and watch the college boys run around and play football and do exercises and talk to them and give them intelligence tests and
really
yeah
they're
and when
scouting.
I
want they're scouting
they're scouting they're scouting but
they
it's like
see
it's
how
one,
fast you run how
it's
high
like
you
one,
jump
they everybody's
how
in
fast
one,
you can steal a car
everybody's in one place at one time. What I want to know is, do the Patriots the cheating team that you support
say.
Cheaters
yeah
the cheaters.
Okay, they're the team that had Aaron Hernandez time travel.
Murderers.
Serial killer.
Yeah.
Are they a murdering class? Exactly. When they go to the combine, are they scouting for another serial killer?
They're kind of on the lookout. You want to have that killer instinct.
Well, I mean, they're doing something right, Bronwyn. Because you could find serial killers. I mean, all you have to do is like, okay, do you wet the bed? Do you set fires? Do you hurt little animals? I do all those things.
I'm not a killer.
You don't hurt little animals.
I hurt myself.
You don't know.
Am I an animal?
No.
I hurt a little animal that's attached to me.
Stop that.
800-989-9368. That's 800-989-9368. Support Sportsy Talk and WFMU. Go online at WFMU.org.
Arian Foster was on the Twitter. He used to play for the Houston Texans.
He's a football player. He's a vegetarian.
He's
a vegan, I believe.
Is he a vegan?
Because
he's threatening to fight a wolf.
I bet he could take a wolf.
Well, he thinks he could too. He's been all over the strong. He's been pointing out that wolves don't have thumbs.
That's
and
true.
And therefore, he thinks he could.
They do have giant teeth.
Yeah, but he thinks he could beat a wolf because wolves don't have thumbs, and he has thumbs.
Go for it.
I would watch that all night long.
I'd pay PPV for that.
Yeah, he, I mean, that would,
I would
even
watch
more
it.
Than I want to see Mayweather fight that Scottish guy. I want to see Arian Foster fight a wolf.
I would rather see Arian Foster fight a wolf than the World Baseball Classic.
I don't want to watch the World Baseball Classic.
No, nobody wants to watch it.
It's just your favorite players getting injured for no reason.
I know you guys are on a tear, but I'm just going to bring it back home for a second.
Oh, you going to thank some people?
I want to thank some people.
I want to thank them, too. I love everybody.
The prize that's on the block. We could get a couple more people in the running.
Do you want the sad baby eyes to haunt you wherever you go? Call 800-989-9368. Pledge online at WFMU.org.
Do like Susan in Kinnelon did and get the sportsy condoms.
Yay, Susan.
Congrats. Good luck with those.
When fully utilized,
yes.
Bronwyn and Jim the Poet's faces appear.
That's not true.
Susan,
it really has to be pretty fully.
Don't contradict me.
But it's not true.
Susan says, yay, Sporty.
Yay, sporty.
It's sporty time.
Hey, did we even point out that Kelly Jones, our beautiful co-host today, is the woman who invented the term sportsy talk?
I can't take credit.
You did, though. You invented that term.
I don't want credit.
Okay, well, you got it. Go ahead.
This is Bryce, our Bryce.
Yay! Our Bryce, yay!
Bryce says, I'll take the kidney.
Yeah, all right.
I'll give it to you.
Okay. Thanks, Bryce.
You guys can settle that outside of class. Go ahead.
Jason in Monticello, Minnesota.
Hey, Jason.
Monticello.
Oh.
I'm sorry, but it's a huge freaking pledge.
I think wow. I know. I think that is, I think
premiums.
that may be, I think I know, listener Jason.
Jason
thank you. Listener Jason,
and
yes.
His last name
no, that's
is
okay.
a, is
I don't
a
know that.
Synonym
no, don't
for,
do that.
For playing pool.
That's okay.
Do you know another?
I think,
Jim,
well, it's
what's
not,
another
that's
name
not
for
really
playing
true.
Pool?
Stop that.
Billiard.
Stop it. That's not it. Don't do that.
My sister and brother-in-law pledged because I threatened not to talk to them anymore.
Thank you.
They have no idea what I do in my spare time
that's
or where
great.
This weirdo place is that I
excellent. Thank
earn
you.
A living and have
thank
devoted
you.
The better
thank
part
them.
Of my life to. And their comment is... Hi, Kelly. Thanks, guys. I love
all
you.
Right.
James B. in Denver Co.
Oh.
Oh, this is your Jay. Jay, this is Jay.
This is not my Jay.
Yes, this is your
that's Jay.
Rock climbing,
not my Jay.
Jay?
Womanizing.
Not my Jay.
I love he's handsome.
Former
ruggedly
Jay.
Handsome.
Ice wall
you're into
scaling.
Him.
Yeah,
I do. Yeah.
Isn't that Jay?
I do. He's. I have a man crush on him.
Yeah.
Ugh. He's my Tom Brady.
Rooster. In.
Yay!
Hey, Rooster! Thank you, Rooster.
He's sprinkling his pledge, which you can totally do. He says,
yeah.
Rooster and Scott are
sprinkle
making the
it.
Donation together. Yeah.
Thank you, Rooster, and thank you, Scott.
Thank you, guys.
We love partner pledging.
That's fine.
Right? Get Scott, together with so your
Scott,
pals and
Scott
see how much money you
Scott
have.
Is actually in prison, and I think Rooster is like his cousin.
Oh, this is,
or
I
yeah.
know these guys.
Yeah, thank you.
Oh my
you.
God, that's awesome. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, guys, for supporting WFMU and Sportsy Talk.
That's kind of really cool.
That's very nice.
Are we giving away the Guided by Voices?
No, not yet.
We're not?
No,
oh,
not yet. We're going to go another 10 minutes before
friend,
we give that away.
My friend Alan Glatter in Brooklyn is getting...
Stop
your...
saying last names. Jesus.
Alan Glatter. Thanks,
well,
Al. Like it or not, Alan, there's a box of condoms coming your way.
Well, I don't know if it's a box. We don't know how many we're actually giving.
Hundreds
away.
In each
no,
package,
not, no,
right?
We're not, no.
Hundreds?
I don't know.
I don't think it's hundreds.
We're not sure if it's two or three.
I think it's like a couple.
Some.
How many condoms do men need?
None.
Just one ever.
At one
just
at
use
any
it.
Given
I wear it all
no,
the time, every
it,
day.
You can use it all the You can use it, reuse it, wash it out.
How do you know?
Yeah, that's a good point. I don't know.
Am I giving anything away, or are we going to get a couple more people in the running?
For what? Yeah, we're no, don't give anything away. I thought you were giving something away about my sex life.
No,
but
no,
nothing.
Juicy tidbits.
No,
okay.
Tidbits
well,
here.
Well, really, there's only about seven people in the running.
Yeah,
so.
No, we have like another 10 minutes or so before we give that away, because we gave the DVD away at 6:30, and then we got to go a while before we give
tell
another
them
thing.
What they could get.
When?
Besides... A venereal disease.
Well, they're not going to get a venereal disease if they get our condoms, you know.
Oh, that's a good point.
Right? Everybody who pledges before 7 p.m. is going to be in the running for our big grand prize of the baseball scorebook. It's a hardcover.
Very nice.
Beautiful. It's
nice
a beautiful.
Gift.
It is a lovely gift.
Give it to somebody during a holiday.
That they'll love it
see
and
if they
treasure
like
it. And then they'll... Give it away to somebody else.
They'll re-gift it.
You can re-gift it forever, along with the Sportsy Talk scorebook. So you have an actual baseball scorebook and a Sportsy Radio scorebook, and they come together. So
is
it's
that
really
a custom
nice.
Item?
Yeah, the radio
you guys
scorebook.
Made it?
Yeah, the radio scorebook is ours, yeah.
Is
and
it crafty?
That was our very first giveaway.
Is it crafty? Or is
very
it
crafty.
No, it's nice. It's nice. It's fine.
It's production.
And then and the baseball scorebook is from Chronicle, and it's legit and very nice. It's very fancy.
Chronicle Books does nice books.
Yeah, they're really
nice gift books you can give to people, and then God knows what they do with them.
Just stop it.
Thanks for that plug, Jim. We're only $800 away from our goal.
What?
I don't even know what our goal is.
We have a goal of $2,500.
Yeah.
highly disputed.
Let's go.
I say let's go for $5,000.
No, you're crazy. Come on.
We can do it.
Stop it.
We can do it.
Let's talk about some sports.
What other sports are there?
Well, we were talking, we mentioned, oh yeah, that's right. The phone number, 1-800-989-9368. Please call and support Sportsy Talk. Keep us on the air for another year. Keep WFMU running because it's expensive to keep this place running.
It's an awesome freeform station that gets weirdos like us off the street.
Exactly.
Pledge online at WFMU.org.
And, you know, we really do, like, I think we were talking a little bit before about how call screener John P., the people's call screener, came to us just because he was a listener and knew that we needed help. And
it's obvious we need help. If you do listen to the show.
And Bullpen Betty was a listener and began calling up because she knows all about baseball, and she's like a pretty much a regular now, and we love her. And
I love her very much.
She's a featured player.
Listener Jason from Minnesota, right?
I don't know.
Well, what? You read his thing.
Oh,
you,
I did?
Right? Yeah, yeah.
Don't make me go back and look.
Don't go back and look. But he, I believe, I think he's the person who sent us the Sportsy Talk trophy.
Oh,
and he's been a big supporter of Sportsy Talk from the very beginning. It's a wonderful thing.
I frequently drink out of that trophy.
And we have listeners. I mean, it's a very interactive sort of show because we have Sportsy challenges all through the year. We have the March Madness challenge, which is coming up, our brackets challenge, where our listeners all go on and we challenge each other to see who's going to do the best brackets for the NCAA basketball tournament. And the winner last year was another listener, John, and he won a co-hosting slot with us, came into the radio station. He gave us those nice signs that he wrote.
Very beautiful signs.
They were wonderful. I have mine up in my office at my day job. It says, "There is no I in Sportsy Talk." And I love it. I love it. It's really nice.
That is someone who is really playing
and
along.
And listener Jim from New Jersey won our NFL.
We're still trying to find him. He might be in the...
No, he couldn't come in because of his wedding anniversary, and then second because of his because we're doing the marathon. But we are going to have him on to do a co-hosting slot.
Agoraphobic.
Yeah, we've had a World Cup challenge. We had a dog brackets challenge.
Dog brackets.
Yeah,
the March Madness is coming up once again.
Yeah, it's coming up actually next week, so we're setting that up. And the thing is that it's an interactive show. Sportsy Talk is interactive with our listeners.
Big city radio, small town feel.
I would never say that, but okay. Sure, that's fine. Excellent. Yes. So, you know, so we love our listeners, and we know our listeners love us, and it's all beautiful, so give us money. That's what I have to say.
We only ask for your money these couple weeks. And
then another time, there's no whole
month. We do it like more
passive-aggressively
another month later. We only go on the air once a year.
Yeah,
we only, thank you. Yeah, exactly.
This is day three of a two-week-long fundraiser.
And with your help, we have to make more money this year than we've ever made. So call 800-989-9368.
Yeah, don't wait until we're in that blind panic next week.
No, next week we'll just be crying and weeping
and crying. And
just get it out of the way and enjoy the radio.
Yeah, exactly.
Bronwyn, I want to point out that when you call here or you go online at WFMU and pledge, you don't have to pay. We'll send you a form.
No, we're not taking your info now. We're not even going through the whole list of all the different prizes.
There's all kinds of great stuff.
You get all kinds of swag that you can have.
Work it like a slot machine and pledge a little, you know, $10, $15, $20,
and then
it'll be in the running for prizes.
Right.
And the prizes are wonderful.
Yes. Like what we have, Guided by Voices.
We won't send Jim to your home. In a polar God, that's painful.
I know, isn't that amazing? It is the most amazing song. We play it every week. So we were talking about football before. The big thing about the combine was
a guy named John Ross.
Mm-hmm. I just don't understand. Why don't they just call it the scouting session?
They used to call it the scouting NFL scouting combine.
It sounds like they're all running a tractor
over
the field.
It's kind of a track
meet. That's what I think.
Collecting hay.
If you can outrun the tractor, exactly. I think you should be signed by at least the Rams and maybe some other teams. Maybe.
The Browns.
The Browns will take you.
They'll take you no matter what. They'll take you if you can't.
They set a record during the 40-yard dash. Yeah. There was one fat guy who did a really pretty good one. He was like the biggest guy to do it.
Yeah.
But this guy, John Ross, did like a 4.2 40-yard dash who beat out another guy who did it, but it was so fast. It was like...
For a big guy.
You know, I mean, he's a running back, so I don't know how tall he is. The big guy did pretty good, too, but he was just kind of rumbling.
But he did great.
He did pretty good.
I forget his name.
But he wasn't like the refrigerator.
No, Refrigerator no. Perry. You remember him?
Yeah,
that's adorable.
Of course. I remember everything from the 80s, and then my mind goes blank.
Now you're here.
Did it happen in the 80s? I know
you're
about
here
it
now. Well, in other football news, going back to Aaron Hernandez, time-traveling serial killer.
His trial's going on.
He's got another trial for some other murders that he did, and Bill Belichick has been called to testify.
Do we know what he's going to testify about?
He's going to testify in behalf of Aaron Hernandez's character.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
He's testifying for the plaintiffs.
No, he's not. I like my story better.
That's not a dream. He's testifying against Aaron
Nobody
Hernandez.
Nobody said Sportsy Talk had to be true.
It can't be fake news.
It's not fake news. It's... Belichick is going to testify. We know that.
He could testify.
Could. Would. Will.
He's testifying for the prosecution, I believe.
Okay.
His character? Yeah, he's a great guy who killed a bunch of people.
He killed all these people.
That'll really get him off. He's already
fantastic,
in jail forever.
Fantastic running back.
What
did he do, accidentally shoot somebody?
No, he shot people on purpose.
No, he shot him on purpose, and then he had a whole apartment full of evidence against
evidence.
Himself.
Yeah.
That happens.
He had
a
separate murder apartment where he kept his evidence.
That's like a Dexter. You ever seen that Dexter show where he's got like a whole house full of stuff that if they ever got their hands on it, he'd be in jail forever? That's kind of
like
what this guy
Dexter,
had going
if
on.
If Dexter played for the NFL, he would be Aaron Hernandez.
Is he still playing?
No, he's in jail.
He's playing for the jail team now.
Wow. Dead air. Loving that.
WFMU.org.
They made Nike made a hijab for sports.
Oh, they did?
They finally designed one. I don't know. I can't believe they haven't had such a thing before.
A job?
Hijab.
A hijab.
How do you pronounce it?
Oh,
hijab?
H-I-J-A-B?
Yeah, how do you pronounce that?
Hijab.
Hijab?
Hijab.
Hijab?
I don't know. Hijab.
Hijab.
I'm not going to work on that one.
Hijab.
It's
a head covering
things.
Worn
head
in public
covering
by some Muslim women.
Yeah.
The religious code that governs the wearing of the hijab.
There's a bathing suit for Muslim women that completely covers their whole body and
burkini?
Their hips.
Is that what they
burkini,
call it?
Yeah.
Burkini.
Oh, right. I've seen a burkini.
But the Nike Pro Hijab boasts
a
single layer pull-on design made from lightweight polyester in dark neutral colors. The fabric's tiny holes will make it breathable while remaining opaque. Because, like, when you're playing all these sports, you're sweating and it's got to be hot. But if you have, like, a tent over you, it's got to be even
it's
worse,
It's so much
right?
funner
right?
that way.
Right?
It took them 13 months to make this product somehow.
Wow.
I mean, that would seem to be something you could do drunkly in a weekend, right? You go like, I don't know. And it's like a piece of thing. Here you go.
No, but that's great.
I made it.
No, but that's good. That's good that they did that.
Finally.
Yeah, I mean...
Well, supply and demand.
Yeah, well, Muslim women want to participate in sports and be part of
They
that.
Should.
And they should, yeah. Why shouldn't they be allowed? Title IX, dude.
Is Title IX a...
Title IX.
You title
IX
title
is what...
Nine.
Title
it's a lady
nine
thing.
What,
it's a lady
title,
thing.
Yeah. They need a Title
I'm
IX
not talking
for
about
Muslim
tampons.
People. What?
You
tampons.
Guys. I don't know.
That's what we should give away next year.
800-989-9368.
Can I play this song now?
We've got to give Sad Baby Eyes away.
No, we're not going to give it away
if
yet.
If this broadcast
we have 9 minutes left in our broadcast.
Entertaining you, infuriating you, or sickening you, make a pledge. WFMU.org.
Well, we're up, shut up, and we are the Super Spurs. Everybody knows we're the football connoisseurs.
Tottenham Hotspurs is Jim the Poet's favorite team.
What'll Gary Mabber, Anglin Oddle, and Danny, all the goals are gonna be for you.
Cozzy. Back in 81, he had his dream come true. Nico Klaus and you earn a gown with don't forget Clive and Paul Allen too. Richard Goff and Chrissy Waddle, Gary Madler and Glenn Hoddle, and Danny, all the goals are gonna be for you. David Bleeding's Boomer Army, David Bleeding's Boomer Army, David Bleeding's Boomer Army, David Bleeding's Boomer Army.
Okay, so that's your favorite team there. There's a song about them.
I understood a few of those words.
Hot, short, Tottenham.
They haven't been very good for a while, but now they're kind of good.
Is that why you root for them? Because you always root for the loser team.
I like losers.
Yeah, the
it
Mets,
makes me feel
the
better
Patriots.
About myself.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Patriots are such losers. Yeah.
Greg and I just put together that's European football.
That's the
yes.
British-style football, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's football.
Where they kick the ball
in...
around and not supposed to touch it.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah,
you guys
it.
Did that together all it, by
yeah,
yourselves?
That's well, good. That out. That's awesome.
I've got to give it to Greg.
Yay, Greg. Thank you, Greg, in the phone room. 1-800-989-9368. That's the number to call.
That's the exact sportsy fan.
Yeah.
That this is our target audience.
Exactly. Who do we have to thank? I think we have people to thank, and then I think we ought to give away that Guided by Voices CD.
We are only $800 away from our goal.
So close.
I want to get $800 in the next 10 minutes, so you pitch after I read this last person to thank. Bridget M. in Newark. She's a staffer.
Yay! Oh, Bridget, she made all the delicious food last night, and she was the board op for the Sportsy Talk Skype-in show.
Oh,
yeah.
That's awesome. She says she loves Sportsy Talk. Jim
Thank
and Ron
you,
are the
Bridget.
Greatest. She omitted
yes.
to acknowledge my esteemed talents, but
well,
I
but
will
you're not
forgive.
On every
wow.
week.
I will
so
forgive.
I wish you
why.
Were on every
I
week.
I wish you were. Maybe
I
you
am
will
forgiving.
Be. I'll quit. You, Jim.
No, no one's what? Quitting.
Don't quit, Jim. I'm not doing it.
I'm not quitting.
All right. Good.
That's
Can
it.
Former co-host Jay got picked as the winner. Is that,
no,
is
he
that
can
legitimate?
Have it. He can have it. No, I think he'd even like it.
Okay.
No, he gets it. He's not
I,
on the
I
station.
Like to, you know, I'm
he
a
hasn't,
by the book
he
gal.
Hasn't been, he hasn't been associated with WFMU for like 2 years, so I think, yeah.
Okay.
Just
former
shows you
co-host
how officially
Jay,
random
congratulations.
They are.
You're going to get a Guided by Voices CD with this beautiful song on it.
How do you get Jay from James?
We already
James?
Gave it away.
In the gloomy palace, sad baby eyes.
Can't believe we're
Only
giving
you,
it away.
Bronwyn.
Sad baby eyes.
All right.
Do you know all the words?
Those
no,
are all
actually,
the words.
Those are all the words. That's
sad
it.
Sad baby eyes are all
it's
the words.
Like, it's like a 32-second song, and that's it. It's just a guy pounding on the piano going, sad baby eyes. That's it.
Someone was having an emotional breakdown.
Apparently.
Call 800-989-9368. Be in the running for the scorebook
At least
and score other scorebook.
Help us get over the $2,000 mark.
We want to get there, and we can only get there with your assistance.
Please call 800-989-9368.
And if you're listening to the podcast later, and I hope you will.
Oh, yeah, that's one thing.
Donate during the week.
Yeah, if you're listening to our podcast or you're hearing this show on the archive and you weren't able to call in live to pledge live, that's okay. You
Don't
can
let
still,
that stop you.
We
you
still can, love you.
We still love you, and you can still pledge and support WFMU if you go to the Sportsy Talk archive page, right?
Yes.
Yes, there's like if you go online at WFMU.org.
There's a
woof
moo thing there.
Yeah, and you look for the Sportsy Talk playlist page.
Click on the woof moo.
And it'll say that, and you can
I love tech talk.
No, but we're just telling people
Here's
how to pledge.
Here's your computer.
We're telling people how to pledge.
800-989-9368. There's still time to call.
Hi, Mom. You're on the air.
Wait, your mom is calling you on the 800?
Hold on. See, wait. How do I put her on the air? I go like
you can't.
This. Okay,
she has
say
to,
something
she
else.
Has to, she has to.
Say what?
She has to. She
None
has
of that's
to, no,
working.
No, that's not going to work, Kelly.
My harebrained technological
I'm sorry.
Isn't working.
That's not working. She'd have to actually call the call-in number.
515? Come on, you can do better, Mom.
What?
you
this
have
a tense negotiation
getting restored, mom, and you are only going to pledge 15.
Is your mom pledging? Tell her to how much she's got to pledge to put us over the top.
Oh,
we're
gave
so
it away.
Close.
If Kelly's mom can
we
give away some money,
so close.
You can find some more money
we
in the couch.
So close. And you can just make a pledge that renews every month. They just automatically like pick your pocket, and it's painless and good. We've got another pledge there. What do we got? Are we close to the? Are we close to our goal?
We're running out of time.
We got 2 minutes.
We are. We just went over the $2,000.
Yes, that was
mark.
My goal. That was my goal that I set. I said 2,000, and we hit it. Thank you.
I would like to go another $500.
Yeah, well, that's not going to happen in a minute and a half. So let's just call it 2,000 and say we hit it. Change that goal.
I'm doing it. I'm working
right.
on it.
Good.
It's ain't easy, baby.
Thank you to everyone who gave.
Yes, thank you, everybody.
Is it
I'm thrilled.
Thanks
yeah,
to everybody
yeah,
in the,
I'm telling you
in the booth.
Okay,
thanks
so
to everybody who's been.
Now we have to give away the grand prize. Everybody who put $75 or more is in the running for the. Is there anybody
Let
new
me
to thank?
Say who put us over the edge. My mommy.
Yeah. Yes.
Did
thanks,
a sprinkler.
Mom.
And Thomas A. in Tawako, New Jersey.
Tawako.
Yeah.
Thank you, Thomas.
He's getting 3DJ premiums and a whole host of other
stuff. Great.
Thank you.
Thanks,
great.
Thomas.
Thank you, Thomas.
You put us
That's
over.
Wonderful. Sportsy Talk thanks you.
And now we're doing a grand prize drawing.
Yeah, we're running
yep.
out of
Anybody
time.
$75 or more.
You tell them how to keep giving, and I'll work on
well,
that.
Well, we were
with
telling
Greg.
Them that, and you interrupted and said, don't
this is
tell
WFMU
them that.
East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, and Rockland County. We're at 91.9 FM and all over the world. You can listen to us online at WFMU.org.
Hurry up because
call
Marconi
800-989-9368.
Who is the winner of the grand prize?
Jason Billiard
Yay!
In Monticello, Minnesota.
Please don't say their last names. Okay, so that's it, everybody. Congratulations, listener Jason, and I hope you enjoyed the scorebook and the scorebook. And everybody will be back next Tuesday and do this kind of again. Our co-host that day will be station manager Ken.
Yay!
And we're going to have a video drone extravaganza.
Yay!
Thank you so much, Kelly,
Thanks.
For being our co-host today. And who's
My
in the
pleasure.
Phone room that helped us so much? Greg?
Greg.
And Tiffany.
Tiffany had to leave, and
yeah,
Dave
but she,
is here.
Dave
and
is
now
here.
Another cute
Stay
cute.
Tuned for more of Coney Island coming
Yay!
Up next.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
1-800-989-9368 or pledge online WFMU.org. It is week one of Morricone Island's marathon pledge drive with WFMU in the house. We're guest host. We have Dave Mandel and a couple more tracks. We got some great prizes. Again, 1-800-989-9368 or WFMU.org. Now, pledge wildly.